I think Eitan Kesselman put this one on the list about neutering pets, on to know whether that's mutter or not. There is a major issue with people who own dogs, especially, if I'm not mistaken, that when you buy a dog, when you buy it as a baby, and it reaches a certain age, and it can get very, very aggressive if you don't neuter the dog. So the pet needs to be neutered in order to be able to be a household pet. So this is a major halachic shaila, because there is an issa daraisa to neuter something, human being or animal. Shulchan Aruch paskins in Evan Ezer Simon Hesef Yir Aleph Asur lahafsid evare hazera bein ba'adam bein bebehema chay va'of. This is also, by the way, a major problem with people becoming veterinarians. For a Jew to become a vet, most of what a vet does in a common practice, or much of what a vet does, is spaying and neutering animals so that they could be household pets. So a Jewish veterinarian has a serious problem. I'm told that Rav David Cohen wrote a tshuva to be matir people. I think Turo had a veterinary school, or was going to start a veterinary school, and Rav David Cohen wrote a tshuva where he had some sort of heter for them to have the veterinary school, but I don't know, I was unable to get a copy of that tshuva from the person that he wrote it to. He couldn't find it, so I don't really know any of the details of that. But there is this major isser of being mafsid the evarei hazera on anything, on any kosher, non-kosher animal, doesn't make a difference. Bein baritz sol, bein b'chutz laritz, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're mesaris, you're lokum in haTorah b'kol makom. It's always going to be an iser. Now, Misaris is Hanakeva, the Shulchan Aruch says, whether it be male or female, Pater Aval Aser. Still Aser, but presumably only Aser Midrabanan, not Aser Midaraisa. So Rav Moshe in a Tshuva, Nigrus Moshe of Nezer Chil Dalid, Simon Lama Dalid writes that according to the Gra, Sirus Nakeva is actually an Aser Midaraisa, and you only don't get Malkus on it because of technicality. But according to many Rishonim, Sirus Nakeva is only Aser Drabanan. Rav Moshe says doesn't think it's going to make a difference, though, in terms of B'makom Tzorach Gadol. Sometimes B'makom Tzorach Gadol, Shaslecha Gadol, will be Mekel on certain Drabanans, but he says this isn't one of them. Even if it's only a Drabanan, we wouldn't be Mekel here, even B'makom Tzorach Gadol. So what about a non-Jew? Is a non-Jew included in this Isser? Because L'chora, the simple Eitza is, go to a non-Jewish veterinarian, bring them your dog, let them neuter the pet, and that would be fine. Problem is as follows. There is a Gemara Masech Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav, where the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Sheva Mitzvos Nitzavu B'nei Noach. Non-Jews have certain mitzvos also. There are seven of them, to be precise. Dinim, Birch Shem, Avod Zar, Gilrai, Shvich Zdam, Gezel, Ever Menachai. Those are the easy ones. But then the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanani Ben Gamliel Omer, Af Al Hadam Menachai, Rabbi Chidka Omer, Af Al Hasirus. That even a guy is commanded in Sirus according to Rabbi Chidka. So it would seem that, at least according to one sheet in the Gemara, this is a problem for non-Jews. So how do we paskin in this machlokas? So Shulchan Aruch and Simon Hei Sif Yodal and Evan Ezra writes, Asr lomar la'ovid kochavim l'sareis behema shalanu. You're not allowed to ask a guy to be mesareis your animal. V'imlakcha hu me'atzbo v'sirsa mutter. If the guy happened to buy an animal and was mesaris it, so that's not your problem, the animal's mutter still. But he says, v'imherim yisrael b'davrzeh konsinoso. But if a Jew tries to do a harama where the guy buys his animal, you know, where it's like a mechiras chametz kind of deal, where the guy buys his animal and then does the sirus, so we make a knas that the Jew's not allowed to take the animal back. That the Jew is not allowed to use that animal. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So asking a guy to do the sirus seems to be a big problem in Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Beis Shmuel writes that Amir la'akum to be mesares. It could be there's two potential problems. Either it's Amir la'akum, it's really mutter for the guy to do, but it's usher for you, and you're not allowed to do Amir la'akum. Anything that's usher for you to do, you're not allowed to ask a guy to do. Or you have the other potential problem, which is that if it's usher for the guy to do, it's lifnei iver. For you to enable a guy to do an avera, it's lifnei iver for the guy to do that avera. So Bishmuel says you have to be machmir for both shitas. So the main afkamina, whether it's just Amir la'akum or whether it's lifnei iver. So If an animal needs to alleviate an illness or suffering, then it needs to be neutered, not because it's just aggressive and it's going to be difficult as a household pet, but it's suffering, it's for whatever reason, it has some sort of illness that's only going to be solved by neutering the animal. So if you hold that it's an issue of of just Amir La'akum. So Amir La'akum L'chor is going to be mutter b'makom tzar balechayim. How do we know Amir La'akum is mutter b'makom tzar balechayim? It's Allah and Hilchas Shabbos in Simon Shin Hei Siv Chav. Shulchan Aruch writes mutter lomer le'inu Yehudi lachlov behemto b'Shabbos mishum tzar balechayim. You could have a guy milk your animal on Shabbos because it's tzar balechayim. It's very painful for the animal to have the milk inside and not be able to expel the milk at all. So because it's tzar balechayim, you're allowed to do that because shachol of mitzah. The Shulchan Aruch says. So he says, Yeshorman, that you need to be Kona from the Yena Yehudi B'Dover Muat, that it shouldn't look like he milked it for you. But even so, what you see is that Amir La'akum would be Mutter B'Makam Tsar Belichayim. Lifnei Iver would not be Mutter B'Makam Tsar Belichayim. You would not be able to get the guy to do it, even if it was something that was painful to the animal, if it were an Isser for a guy to do himself. Even if a guy does it without being asked, if it's clear that he's doing it for you, the Shulchan Aruch, like we said before, seems to say that there is this knas, that if he's doing it for you, that it's a problem. So that's the issue. So is there any solution to this problem? So Rabbi Jachter had an article many years ago in the RJJ Journal where he discussed this issue, and he suggested three possible solutions. Number one, he says, maybe you do Amira la Amira, or Lefnei de Lefnei. Meaning, don't ask a guy to be Masarisit, ask a guy to ask another guy to be Masarisit. So maybe that solves the problem. Why? So this is a suggestion mentioned in the Tshuvas Halifah HaShlomo of Rav Shlomo Kluger, Evan Ezra Simon Chav Gimel, and Chsam Sofer and Chash Mishpat Simon Chav Pehei, that the common practice was to sell to a non-Jew and have that non-Jew ask another non-Jew to do the Seder. So you'd actually have to do a Mechira to a non-Jew, and then have that non-Jew bring it to a non-Jewish veterinarian to do the Seder. If the non-Jew is Asr B'Seder, it creates a situation of Lefnei D'Lefnei, where you're not doing a direct lefnei, you ver it's a lefnei de lefnei, and the Ramah and Ebn Ezer, Simon Hay, Sif Yudal, and Beishmul over there explicitly permits that kind of situation, selling to a non-Jew who'll give it to another non-Jew to be Masaris. It should be noted, though, that the Shulchan Aruch is not talking about then taking the animal back. So about where you're doing it, because you're going to sell the animal. It's just them. You have a business where you sell an animal. Are you allowed to sell an animal to a non-Jew, knowing that he's going to neuter it? So he says, okay, you could sell it to a non-Jew to sell it to another to give it to another non-Jew to neuter it, and that's not your problem. But if you're taking the animal back, that's not what they're talking about. So that's a little bit of a stretch. Now, as far as Amir La'akum, Mishra Brura says that in Simon Shin Zayin, Sifkon Chavdal, maybe Amir La'amira might be permissible in this kind of circumstance, if the only issue is Amir La'akum. Now, if the tzorech is only for a household pet, yistam, you want to have a pet in your house, so it doesn't seem, Rav Shachter thought, Rabbi Willig thought, absolutely not to rely on this, that you're going to rely on that there's no, that it's not usher for a guy against Rabbi Chitka, when the Beishmul says beferish that we have to worry about Rabbi Chitka, and rely on the Mishabur about Amira la Amira, just so you can have a pet, he doesn't think that that's a good enough heter. Second possible heter Rabbi Jachter quotes is Rav Unterman. Rav Unterman quotes in Otzer Poskim Chelik Aleph on page Kuf Samach Dal Kuf Samach Hei, suggests that maybe if you cut off the blood flow to the aver of the animal, to the testicles of the animal, causing them to just shrivel and make the animal sterile on its own without actually removing the organ, maybe that would only be a drabanan, and the dinim drabanan within Sirus maybe doesn't apply to Gayim. So that would solve the lifnei aver issue, because now it's not an isser for the guy at all. It may also solve the Amir La'akum issue, because the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Tzim Tav Samaches Sif Aleph quotes those people who permit Amir La'akum on Melacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, presumably because Amir La'akum would be mutter on Dinim Derabanan outside of Hilchas Shabbos. In Hilchas Shabbos, Amir La'akum is not even mutter on a Derabanan unless it's also Shas Chak or Tzorach Gadol. But outside of Hilchas Shabbos, maybe Amir La'akum is a mutter on a Din Derabanan. So if we can knock it down to a Din Derabanan, so maybe that would make the Amir La'akum mutter. So that was Rav Unterman's chap. Rav Unterman said, though, he doesn't want to rely on it unless he gets other Gedolei HaPoskim to agree. I don't know if he ever did get other Gedolei HaPoskim to agree. The third possible suggestion Rabbi Jachter has is that maybe various procedures that can be used to make the animal infertile without removal directly or indirectly of the reproductive organs. Meaning, sounds like he's describing some sort of birth control kind of thing, like a birth control pill, where it's not actually misaris anything, just makes the animal infertile. I don't know if that's going to solve the problem in terms of if such things exist for animals. I don't know if that's going to solve the problem in terms of taking away the aggression of the animal. It doesn't sound like it would, so I don't know if that's going to be a viable solution anyway. Rav Shechter happens to hold that birth control pills is some sort of sirus midrabanan, say temporary sirus, that you don't say just because it doesn't do anything to the actual reproductive organs that it's not sirus. But that's a dasiach. It's a bit of a unique opinion that that such things would be in the category of sirus. But again, I don't even know if this is a viable alternative to help solve the problem anyway. So I once asked Rav Willig, there was someone in my shul who wanted to buy a dog. And, particularly people with children with special needs who sometimes, don't have a harder time making friends, and having a dog, the psychologist will say, is good for them and it's healthy for them to have interaction with a pet and to have the responsibility of a pet or whatever else. So Rabbi Willick said, are the people Yirei Shemayim? I said, yeah, they're Yirei Shemayim. He said, well, tell them not to get a dog. That they shouldn't do this because it's going to be it's more trouble than it's no easy heterim. There are no easy solutions. So that was a Rabbi Shechter also. It was very thinks that if you have to neuter the pet, then there are no easy solutions if you want to be able to keep the pet afterwards. So it's a very, very challenging halachic issue.